USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was found guilty Tuesday on all counts of killing George Floyd. Sentencing will be in 8 weeks. Judge Peter Cahill revoked Chauvin's bail after the verdict, and now he'll have to await sentencing in jail. China's President Xi Jinping will attend President Biden's virtual climate summit this week. China and the United States are seeking rare common ground despite wider political tensions. Biden had invited 40 world leaders, including Xi and Russia's Vladimir Putin, to the meeting that starts Earth Day Thursday. The popular messaging app Discord has reportedly stopped discussions to sell to potential buyers as it continues to consider an initial public offering, or IPO. Sources close to the matter say the talks with tech giant Microsoft had ended without a deal being reached. In March, it was reported that Microsoft was in talks to purchase Discord. The messaging app has more than 100 million monthly users. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, great, great nutritional company. Based on 90 for life, 90 essential nutrients, all vertebrates, whether you're a wombat, an elephant, a giraffe, an ostrich, a human being, a monkey, a cow, a dog, or a cat, doesn't matter, all vertebrates require 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. They help prevent birth defects. There are no genetic birth defects. That's my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. They're all nutritional deficiency diseases. That's what my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. I want you to get on the 90 for Life program, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, and don't forget the Rebound or Sports Drink. And don't forget, you need your immune system because of all this pandemic virus stuff going around. And so contact us at usaradiohealth.com. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com.